Hard Pressed and Afflicted, Sermon Series, I Believe, Therefore I Speak. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 to 9. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed. The Apostle Paul talked about being hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted for the faith, but not forsaken, and struck down, but not destroyed. It is good to take note of the word but, because it shows a change in direction or situation. The word but in this situation gives us hope and strength while waiting for the turnaround. There will be a process before the situation changes, or for the breakthrough to come forth. It is a testimony of the faithfulness of God, who promised never to leave nor forsake his people. While we might not be able to prevent persecutions, tribulations, criticisms, or being cast down from happening in our lives, we can be assured of the presence of God during the entire process. There is the grace and the inner strengthening of the Holy Spirit in our hearts to sustain us. Hard-pressed or afflicted, from thou, means to crush or squash or distress, to oppress, to harass, to treat with hostility. The scripture tells us that we can be hard-pressed or afflicted, but not crushed. For example, during economically difficult times, there are techniques used to make things difficult for some employees, to cause them to quit without having to pay them any compensation. It could be in the form of intentionally sidelining someone or treating them with disfavor. The employee will feel hard-pressed, like being stuck between a rock and a hard place. However, in such situations, there is a cushioning between you, the rock, and the hard place. It is God's grace, which is the intrinsic and inherent power that sustains you in these difficult situations. There is peace in your heart and in your mind as you keep your mind steadfast on Him. God heard the cries of the Israelites and raised up Moses to deliver them from the affliction that they faced in Egypt. Likewise, God hears our cries for affliction through our prayers. Therefore, He will deliver us out of our situations. Psalms 34, verses 6 and 17. He is the God of all flesh, and there is nothing too difficult for Him. He is the same God who parted the Red Sea for the Israelites when they were caught between the Egyptians who were pursuing them and the Red Sea. He will make a way for us. The scriptures also say that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Psalm 34, 19. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every word that rises up we shall condemn, because this is the heritage of God's servant. We believe that whom God has blessed, no one can curse. God has called us to be the head and not the tail. He has called us to be on top of the situation and not beneath it. When we believe in God's power, then all